Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC. Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Six separated by a length and a half as they race around the far turn, and Nadal is still the leader.
Oaklawn Race Day. Your inside track with some of the hottest thoroughbred action in America. Only a short drive away in Hot Springs.
Between horses goes Accession, who's come from the back of the pack. And look at this. It is Accession and Nadal. Nadal, Accession, Nadal aces the Rebel. Wow, what a race.
Arkansas residents can even watch and wager online with Oaklawn Anywhere. Go to oaklawnanywhere.com or download the iPhone or iPad app from the Apple Store for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700. And now, here are your hosts, Justin Acri and David Longinotti.
Welcome in on a very special Saturday. It is Rebel Stakes Saturday at Oaklawn, $1 million purse and $50 to the winner. And we will break that race down along with the big Oaks Points race today, the Honey Bee, which is coming up in the fifth race today at Oaklawn, part of a great 12-race card. First post today is at high noon, and the gates are just now opening at Oaklawn, so come on in and let's have a good time today on a cool Saturday. Justin Acri, David Longinotti, Jeff Taylor will join us here in our first segment as well. And, David, this is obviously not a Super Bowl version of Oaklawn. We'll wait until April 2nd for that one, but I guess this is kind of the next best thing. We'll call this like a championship Sunday.
Absolutely. Either NFC or AFC championship game today. And I guarantee you we will set one Rebel Day record. And that will be, it's the coldest Rebel Day on record.
an effect of the new schedule, I guess. It's mostly upside, but sometimes you get that kind of thing involved as well.
Yes, this is the earliest running of the Rebel. Of course, that's necessitated by when we move the Arkansas Derby back 2 weeks, then all the other prep races had to move back accordingly. So the Rebel in February is a little bit difficult to get, a little bit of a shift to get used to, but I'll tell you what, it did not impact the field because 11 3-year-olds, all with high expectations, have been entered.
Yep, and we were a little worried about the weather this week. It's obviously worked out well, and of course, just a hair too late, Dave, we're going to shift into the 70s middle of the week next week, so it looks like the weather next weekend will be much warmer, and hopefully we'll be able to get the infield open, which was slated to be this week, but hopefully we can get it by next weekend. And, regardless of whether, people are in the stands or wagering from home, there's going to be a lot of interest in the racing today for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. And obviously you can play if it's a little too cold for you to get out, log into your Oaklawn Anywhere account. And if you don't have one yet, get one. It's very easy to register. If you have an iPhone or an iPad, simply go to the App Store, do a search for Oaklawn Anywhere, download the app, and register. And if you're a desktop user, an Android user, just go to bet.oaklawn.com and you can do the same thing. And when you register, you'll be eligible for a bonus that could be as much as $150. Of course, we like for you to use the Buzz22 code when you enter. The way that bonus works is very simple. For the first 30 days of your membership, we give you $50 for every $200 you wager.
I like it. Well, let's bring in Jeff Taylor, and we will look ahead to today at Oaklawn. Also recap the first 50 points race for the winner last weekend. It came at the Risen Star. JT, obviously a lot
good
of excitement
morning.
Around Oaklawn, buddy. Good morning to you, and a lot of expectation with the Rebel Stakes on tap today, among others.
Yeah, terrific card, not only the two stakes, but the undercard that Pat Pope, Racing Secretary, has put together. 12 big races and some really, really competitive maiden races. We've got some upper-level allowance races that also look very, very tough. Challenging to be sure, but a great card for those in route. Just got off the horn with track superintendent Kevin Seymour. We're going to open as good on the racing surface after a pretty messy day yesterday with the winter-type weather this week. But he's going to open it up, it looks like, and we might get the fast before Rebel time later in the program.
Very good. Well, last week when we were on the show, we talked a little bit about the Risen Star Stakes down at Fairgrounds. That was the first 50-point race for the winner, and it went to Epicenter. Steve Asmussen's trainee ahead of Smile Happy, a horse that's got a lot of expectations, and Zandon. And JT, just thoughts on the way that one shook out. Certainly Epicenter was a horse we talked a little bit about last week.
Yeah, he got loose on the lead. I think that was a bit unexpected. Most of us thought there'd be a little more pace up there with him included, but he got loose up front, set some rather pedestrian early fractions, and really came home strong, Justin. I mean, this is a racehorse that looked even better, again, without being contested in the early stages. Final time was a 149, a little over 149. I've got him a 98 buyer number, which is also strong. Mm-hmm. Especially this early in the prep season. If they leave him alone up front, he's just going to continue to run big races, and he's the real deal for sure.
And he seems to me the type that, he can run. I think he can run as fast as he needs to get the lead. But if you go back to his race in the LeCompte back in, January, he had company, even though the pace was softer than it was in the Risen Star, and he just didn't finish as well. So if he's by himself, he looks the type that's going to run a very, very big race. Now, we talked a lot about Smile Happy, the horse who ran second in there, and a very, very good second. Trying to run down a loose on the horse lead or loose on the lead horse is difficult to do, and he ran a very, very good second, closing at the end. So he obviously needed that race, and we'll see what happens with him next.
Yeah, McPeak's really got to be pleased, David, with that effort. He was covered up, as you said, had some dirt kicked in his face, and still managed to be a pretty solid second. Not that he was going to get to Epicenter, but he is obviously going to move forward off that effort, and just reinforces his chances. He was very well thought of going in to the race, and he didn't lose any credibility at all with that effort.
And, David, also in the Rachel Alexandra, another 50-point race, we were talking about Oaks races, and obviously Honeybee will be the featured filly race today at Oaklawn, and 50 points to the winner for that one. Turner Loose, the Brad Cox trainee, got there with Florent Giroux aboard, and it was a who's who from a trainer standpoint at the top of the list here. You had Brad Cox's horse comes first, and then Pletcher's Goddess of Fire was second. Doug O'Neill, trainee, Awake at Midnight. We did talk about that horse, I think, on the show last week, but good one there as well. And those are three horses I assume that'll be a factor later in the year. And now with the 50 points, Turner Loose moves atop the Oaks standings currently with 500,000 in earnings, too.
And Turner Loose was an interesting filly. Now, she was making her first start off of turf. Her last race was actually in the Juvenile Fillies Turf, November 5th at Del Mar, and obviously had shown good works on the dirt, but they all do because you don't get to work on the turf. Went off at 17.5-1, so paid a pretty penny, $37 to win for Brad Cox and Florent Giroux. So it'll be interesting. Until we see Echo Zulu run, I think the three-year-old filly division nationwide is a little bit wide open. Of course, Echo Zulu was the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Fillies winner that's in Steve Asmussen's barn. And not sure when we're going to see her on the track, but it should be soon.
Well,
yeah,
let's
I find it very interesting.
Go ahead, David. Sorry, JT, go ahead.
Turner Loose, I was very curious as what Cox saw in that filly to keep her on the grass as a two-year-old. She was by the cracked three-year-old Nyquist, who was dominating at times on the dirt when he was a sophomore out of AP Indy, which doesn't get more dirt than on the bottom of that pedigree. But obviously Cox saw something. Maybe she's just versatile enough to handle both surfaces. But she stamped herself big time right into the Oaks conversation. And, Fletcher at 15-1, also a great price to run second. So, after Echo Zulu, who knows what could happen. Obviously Lucas is going to be here today with his top contender. So they're going to start separating the girls from the women here pretty soon, I think. But, I think both of those fillies looked very good in running first and second last week.
All right, we'll take a break just a little bit early here today, and we'll come back and get a little deeper in the analysis on both the big stakes races at Oaklawn. Again, it's a full day, 12 races today on the card, and really full fields throughout the day for the most part as well. So we'll talk a little bit more about that. Oaklawn Race Day continues in just a moment on 103.7 The Buzz. Stay with us.
Oaklawn's longest live racing season in history just keeps getting better with the $1 million Rebel Stakes. With an open infield, $1 million on the line, and a possible shot at the Kentucky Derby for the winner, the Rebel Stakes is our biggest race of the year so far. The Rebel Stakes is Saturday, February 26th. So make dining reservations and reserve your seats at oaklawn.com. Special first post of 12 p.m. Infield open weather permitting. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
When you operate a business, maximizing efficiency is your business. At Summit Utilities, we know your margins can be thin. So we provide money-saving rebate programs and services to your business, no matter the industry or size. Upgrade to high-efficiency natural gas equipment to save big now with rebates and lower operating costs for years to come. Visit summitutilities.com/save now and start saving today. Helping you save money, energy, and the environment through reliable energy solutions.
Welcome back. Oaklawn Race Day continuing. It's a huge Saturday at Oaklawn, and for a number of reasons, not only just the racing. I mean, obviously, we want you to take advantage of all the things Oaklawn has to offer. Go to oaklawn.com. Got some great events coming up in the Event Center. We got some comedy, some live music, a tribute to Tina Turner. I mean, all kinds of fun things coming up. And, of course, the gaming side is wide open today as well. All the gaming happening as far as table games or whatever you're into, and also sports wagering. Big game going on in Fayetteville today, guys. Kentucky and Arkansas, always a good one. The state will be locked in, I'm sure, while they're watching racing at Oaklawn. But Hogs come up as a 2.5-point favorite at home. Kentucky may be a little bit shorthanded. And other Division I games going on this week. A lot of the, I guess, the Sun Belt teams kind of wrapped up yesterday. But Central Arkansas wrapping up its regular season. I know they're on the board against Lipscomb, -8. A game I'll be calling in person today. But anyway, looking forward to the racing today. Let's start with the Honey Bee, race 5 today, and JT, this is, you know, again, not the biggest of fields today, but certainly a talented group. You mentioned Dwayne Lucas bringing Secret Oath in there, a horse with an interesting background. And some of these horses have gone at it before, but when you look at the overall field, you know, some pretty good opportunities outside of the heavy favorite.
Yeah, you know, Lucas, that's where this race goes through, is the Secret Oath. She's just fallen in love with this local oval here. She looks much the part of a good horse in winning the Martha Washington after a very solid allowance score back on New Year's Eve last time. So, you know, looks like Wayne's got him a definite Oaks contender here. I mean, she has not done anything wrong that I can see. The one real blemish on her record was the Goldenrod, the race that she reported home fifth in late November. It looks like she didn't get hold of the racetrack very good that day, but she has turned the corner into her sophomore campaign in fine, fine fashion. And it speaks, I think, volumes, 50 points to the winners here. Basically, this is a winning you're in the Oaks as far as points go, and only can come up with five rivals. I think Hugh Gurry is going to be a consensus second choice in here by the betting public. She's actually finished in front of Secret Oath when they met in that Goldenrod. Hugh Gurry, obviously not as current. She's making her first start of the year here. And it's going to be interesting to see how she progresses. Looks like she may indeed be the speed of the race. I know Optionality on the Rail set the pace in the Martha Washington. But Hugh Gurry being fresh, I think she's a little bit more one-dimensional as far as wanting the early lead. And we'll see what she's all about. Obviously not much value with those two. So then you start looking around and maybe coming up with somebody at a little better price. Ice Orchid, developing filly trained by Johnny Ortiz. She looked pretty convincing in winning her last start. We'll see if she can make the big step forward in this stakes company. Interesting field, only five, but there are some very substantial subplots, Justin, as this race plays out.
Yeah, Ice Orchid, an interesting one. You know, you mentioned, you know, good performance on February 11th, but obviously a big step up. Out of Kentucky, Derby winner, Super Saver. And anytime you got Santana aboard, I guess we all have to pay close attention. 6-1 there. And then, David, I wanted to call your attention here. I thought it was interesting, you know, and obviously I don't do as much research or have as much experience as you guys do, but Free Like a Girl, Louisiana bred, another 6-1 on the morning line. This horse ran like crazy as a 2-year-old. 10 outings, won 5 of them, and won the first outing as a 3-year-old at Delta Downs as well. Seemed a little bit out of the ordinary to me. Is that something you see on a regular basis, a horse running that often as a 2-year-old?
Well, I think, you don't see it very often, but you do see where she was running. She was running in Louisiana, running mostly against Louisiana breds, although her first couple of races, first three, were at Lone Star. So, yeah, it's a bit unusual, but when you're a Louisiana bred and they offer all those Louisiana bred stakes races and you win and you keep winning them, you have to keep running in them. So, yeah, she's facing open company for the first time since she left Lone Star Park last year. She would be a bit surprising, even though, you know, you can't scoff at a 6-11 record, even for a 4-year-old filly, much less one that just turned 3.
Right.
And, David, if I could put in a sidebar here, I did have a conversation with Delta's director of racing yesterday, and there actually, curiously enough, was an open three-year-old filly race down there to take charge Brandy on yesterday afternoon's program at Delta, but their connections were pretty determined. Try the deep end of the pool, if you will, and ship her all the way up here to Hot Springs, more money. Obviously, Oak points if they're that serious about her. So, again, she had a choice to stay home yesterday, but elected to ship, make the six-hour ship up. So I'm curious to see how this filly runs. I did get a chance to call her a couple of times at Evangeline last summer. She's a runner. Now, whether she can do it in open company, we'll just have to find out this afternoon.
David, on the rail, we didn't talk about Asmussen's horse yet. In the money, all seven starts, and I don't know if you guys like her enough to get there at the end, but I would think you got to play her in all your exotics today with the way she's performed. She always hits the board and obviously finished second to Martha Washington.
Yeah, she did, and she got away with a very slow pace that day. And now sometimes that can be – obviously, that typically you'd think that would be beneficial, but sometimes it can kind of mess with the horse's head, especially a young horse. If the jockey is not asking for a whole lot of run early, sometimes it can kind of put them to sleep, so to speak. She did run second, and it was a good second. She was five lengths ahead of the third-place horse after Secret Oath passed her. But I'll be honest with you, I think Secret Oath is just head and shoulders the most talented here off of her last two races. And you know me, I'm a speed figure guy. I love speed figures. I love horses that run fast. Secret Oath's numbers are okay, but they're not great. But if you watch her last two races, the Martha Washington and her allowance win on December 31st, she just looks like to be a push-button type. I mean, when something about the personality with Luis Contreras has really woken this filly up. Luis, when Contreras asks her, she runs. When he wants her to relax, she relaxes.
Well, JT, let's go to pick time here in the Honeybee today. Again, $300,000, 50 points to the Oaks for the winner. And, you know, I know you typically don't like to ride a heavy favorite here, and there are a couple of pretty good favorites in here, but what are you going to do? Are you going to go against the grain per usual, or are you going to ride the favorite?
No, I am going to buck convention, if you will, as I usually do. I think the developing ice orchid filly for Ortiz, if anybody's going to upset the apple cart, it could be her. I think John is the respectable horseman. I think a lot of people share my sentiments along that line, and he probably would have put this filly maybe in a non-two spot. He spots his horses very well indeed. That's why he wins races that he does. But to make the move to put her off that maiden win into a grade three this afternoon with points on the line indicates to me that he is pretty pleased at where she is. It's a tall order, certainly, but she's an improving sort. She's gotten a little better, I think, in each of her subsequent starts. She hasn't run a bad one, and I think she is at least potentially up to the task of giving Secret Oath a run. I think these two are going to be very close together and they're running in this race. I see you, Gurry, actually setting the pace. Optionality is not going to be far off. And maybe the Louisiana filly is going to show some early speed, too, off some of those sprint races of hers. But I think Ice Horse fits the trip. And, Justin, you've heard me say it many times before, the big wild card here is Santana. He just wins races, and that's all there is simply to it. Give me Santana at 6 or 8 to 1 in a position that he can strike with something under him, and I'll take it. Value play there, I support it.
All right. David?
Well, I'm going to have to stick with Secret Oath. I just think she looks unbeatable in the spot if she runs back to either of her two most recent races. And what I'm going to do, keep in mind we got a 12-race card today, so we got three pick fives. The middle one starts with this race. So I'm probably going to be like a lot of everyone else, and I'm going to try to turn that middle pick five into a pick four, single Secret Oath.
Like it. All right, David, let's move on to the $1 million Rebel Stakes. There's that little matter, the 11th race of 12. Expect it to go off around 5:20 today. And, you know, it's interesting. We had Bob Ehal on last week, and I think he threw us both a curveball, and he said, I'm not sure I expect to see Newgrange wheel back around for the Rebel. And I was thinking, really? Everything I read said he would. Well, guess what? Baffert's back again with Newgrange, Southwest Stakes winner, and obviously finished ahead of Barber Road in that one. He's 3-0 lifetime, and you get Barber Road and Ben Diesel, another chance to get at him today. But he is back, and he's the 9-5 morning line favorite.
Yeah, he is, and he should be. He's 3-for-3 lifetime, and, you know, Bob Baffert is going for his ninth Rebel win. And that's pretty impressive considering he didn't run in it until 2010. So it was ninth Rebel win in that many years. That's hugely impressive. However, you know, there are other horses in here that I like. I was very impressed with Chasing Time, the 8 horse. You know, I did my handicapping last night, and, you know, when I was looking at it again this morning, you know, I wrote my picks down and my, you know, past performances. And I, you know, this is something that is very rare, but I've got Steve Asmussen and Tyler Gaffleone on top in 6 of my 12 races today. And it started with this one, Chasing Time, 8-1. I don't think you'll get that price because he's kind of the wise guy horse in the race. But he's coming off of a very, very good race in a 1 mile, you know, or 1 mile. He's 5 starts, 2 wins, 2 seconds, and a 4th place finish in his first start. I think he's just getting better and better. And I do love the fact that Rosario's not available. He's riding the Saudi Cup. And so Asmussen brings in Tyler Gaffleone from Florida to ride a lot of his horses today. And I'm thinking this is the one that he really wants him to ride.
Interesting. All right. Obviously, it's a great field in here and a lot of experienced horses at Oaklawn, JT, as we look through here. Dash Attack, horse that won the Smarty Jones, didn't fare so well in the Southwest Stakes. And then Barber Road, we mentioned just a moment ago, the Ortiz horse, 9-2 on the morning line, 2nd in the Southwest and the Smarty, so a little consistency there. Which way are you leaning here? Which horse do you expect to be a factor today?
Well, you know, you've got to start somewhere, and I made a vow to myself about halfway through the second turn of the Southwest that I am not going to back any of these horses when they run again. The visual of the race was just really unappealing to me, and I know what all Newgrange did was win and win clear. He's perfect 3-for-3. The Virus B figure was okay, but they came home the last quarter in 27 seconds, Justin, and that's just not major Derby prep time. It simply isn't. Now, that leaves 6 others in here. You got the first 5 coming out of the Southwest, headed up by Newgrange, and then you have half a dozen others that are kind of coming from different directions. I do agree with David. I think Chasing Time is the wise guy horse. He's getting a lot of buzz. No way we're going to get 8-1. It wouldn't surprise me if he actually rivals Barber Road for second choice in here in the wagering. A couple other players, I think, maybe Standard Chance. I'm going to swing for the fences, though. My top selection is going to be probably every bit of 20-1. It is a grass, you know, but these races kind of do have some kind of surprising results sometimes. And my pick is number 5, Texas Red Hot. 12-1 in the morning line. He'll be better than that with all the other action I think that's going to go on in here. Trained by Randy Morris, who I respect tremendously. This is a colt that I think, again, probably could have found an allowance spot, but they think enough of him to put him right into the Rebel, making his first start of the year. He exits the Jockey Club Stakes there at Churchill in late November. Didn't really compete well that day, but we've had so many horses, Justin, run back out of that race so very well. It's produced a Tampa Bay prep winner, Fairgrounds prep winner, a Gulfstream prep winner, and Texas Red Hot has been training lights out. And again, who's in the saddle? Ricardo Santana, yeah. 20-1. Yes, sir. Texas Red Hot for me.
All right. Well, I did not see that coming. There's a first surprise of the day. There we go. David, what do you got?
Well, I'm gonna go with Chasing Time. I like Chasing Time. I loved Barber Road going into the Southwest, and I think he ran a very good race, despite the fact that he had kind of wide around both turns. I think it was the type of race that he can learn from. So I'm going to put him 2nd. But if I get anywhere close to 5-1 on Chasing Time, that's going to be my major investment.
Okay, best bet, long shot. Although David, we just got a pretty good one from JT right there. I mean, I don't know if he's got anything longer than 20-1, but we'll see what shakes out here in the final segment. So stay tuned. We'll wrap it up here. Again, as David pointed out earlier, if you can't make it down today on a cool Saturday, get on your Oaklawn Anywhere account. If you don't have one, sign up at bet.oaklawn.com or go to the Apple App Store if you are an iPhone or iPad user. We're back in a second wrapping it up on Oaklawn Race Day on 103.7 The Buzz.
Hogs Meat Market has been a North Little Rock staple since 1963, serving the best meat in Arkansas. Be sure to go to their website for weekly and monthly specials as well as meat packages available. Hog is their family name, and they are so happy folks around Central Arkansas have come to associate it with high-quality products, fair prices, and terrific service. And for the hunters out there, Hogs is a great place to get that deer processed. Check them out online at hogsmeatmarket.com. That is Hogs with 2 G's.
Hi, I'm Rick Pennington of Lions Drug. We have great news. Generic Cialis is now available at a huge savings. We have Tadalafil, the FDA-approved generic of Cialis, in a 20-milligram tablet at a savings of up to 80%. We have the 5-milligram daily tablets for less than $3 a pill. Lions Drug continues to be your go-to pharmacy for men's health. What are you waiting for? Call us today at 844-676-2247 or go to our website at lionsdrug.com.
All right, we'll move along there in that segment so we could get you a full breakdown on the Rebel and the Honeybee. And so we will move on to best bets, long shots. Although, again, if you were just listening a moment ago, JT gave you an early long shot in the big one, the Rebel, today. So, JT, let's move on to your best bet today at Oaklawn.
That's going to be in the seventh race, Justin. A key scratch in here for those in route. Number six, McLaren Vale. The trainer Bob Baffert did not get on the plane earlier this week. He is a scratch here. I'm going to inherit the favorite, a heavy favorite now, number five, Sky and Sand. Relished off going last time out and breaking his maiden. Catches the ride, I think, a somewhat soft spot here. Stretches out to a mile on the 16th, but he's impeccably bred for the distance increase. So he's going to be my best bet. Sky and Sand. Sky and Sand, number five in today's seventh race.
All right, David, what's your best bet today?
I got two best bets today, and they're both number 11. Race 6, all you got to remember is 6-11 and 12-11. Sixth race, number 11, Storm in Hong Kong, 6-1 in the morning line. Race 12, the Nightcap, get out with money on the 11, Rolling Fork, 7-2 in the morning line, and I think might float as high as 4-1.
All right. David, long shot for you, although a pretty good meat on the bone on your first 11 pick there. What do you got for a long shot today?
I also have two long shots. It's a 12-race card. You can't live with just one long shot, right? Race four. Yeah, race four, number 12, Macho Ronnie's 12-1 in the morning line. And the next one, and this is a horse I really like a lot, race number nine, the 8-horse Catholic Guilt, 15-1. And I think we could get 10-1 on him.
Yeah, remember we visited about that horse earlier in the season. Maybe it was even last year, but got some familiarity there. JT, you already gave us one, so I guess you're really giving us a second long shot here as well. But and if you got two more, that's fine. We'll take those two.
All day long, huh? Yeah, it is a big card for sure. But my long shot's in today's eighth. This is a maiden race going two turns. Millard Smile moves up in company from maiden claim to maiden special, but I don't ordinarily do that. I think his running style is going to fit this group. Trained by Scott Becker, who is two of his last eight as far as off the claim for Mr. Arietta, who won no fewer than three yesterday. Hot jock in the irons here. 10-1 in the morning line. And number four, Millard Smile, today's long shot play of the day in race eight.
All right. We have a great day today. We have a great day to look forward to next week. We get to turn our attention to Arkansas Breds, guys, at Oaklawn, the No Double and Down the Dusty Road. And we've also got some huge races for the Kentucky Derby and the Kentucky Oaks with the big three, Fountain of Youth, Gotham, and the San Felipe, and then the Devonadale and Santa Isabel in the Oaks prep. So fun weekend this weekend, and then nationally, guys, plenty to look forward to next weekend as well.
Yeah, absolutely, Justin, and it's there every Saturday is becoming important from here on in with all these qualifiers, and the field's starting to take shape, and it starts with the Rebel this afternoon. It'll be interesting.
All right, well, we will get back to it next week again. I want to mention one more time, if you can't make it down, we look forward to having you at Oaklawn real soon. Oaklawn.com for all the details on what's happening down there, because obviously there's plenty happening in addition to all the great racing you're going to get the rest of the season. Also, if you haven't already added them to your calendar, don't forget they added three Thursdays, including St. Patty's Day. I can't think of a better way to spend St. Patrick's Day than kicking it at Oaklawn on March 17th. The 24th and 31st also added as Thursday dates, so adjust your calendars properly and get ready to roll at Oaklawn, hoping to have the infield wide open next week as well. So that is going to do it for us on Oaklawn Race Day this week. We'll join you next week with a preview of all of those big Derby and Oaks points races and a recap of the Rebel and the Honeybee. Good luck, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. We'll join you next week right here on The Buzz with Oaklawn Race Day.
Venetian Harbor is alongside Swiss Skydiver, and these two have raced away.
Come to Oaklawn now.
for another great day of racing in Hot Springs.
Venetian Harbor is back in front, half ahead. Swiss Skydiver gonna make her work all the way to the wire.
When they can't make it to the track, Arkansas residents can watch and wager online with Oaklawn Anywhere. Get a $150 bonus when you sign up. Go to OaklawnAnywhere.com or download the iPhone or iPad app from the Apple Store for details.
Swiss Skydiver, Venetian Harbor, and Swiss Skydiver is going to run away and win the fantasy.
Oaklawn, Arkansas's favorite place to play. The next time you're at Oaklawn, sign up for Oaklawn Rewards and play $100 on us.